the ladies have decided to use the theme, Christ Our Perfect Pattern, for their Ladies' Day this Saturday. And whereas you are wondering why in the world the preacher would be holding a pattern in his hand in the pulpit, and whereas there is no better theme than Christ Our Perfect Pattern, be it resolved today that we do everything we can to emphasize how we need to be like Christ, and to especially encourage our ladies to be involved in that work this coming Saturday. The Bible is not silent concerning the subject of pattern. For example, in Hebrews, the 8th chapter and verse 5, he says, as he refers back to Old Testament times, "See, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mount." The first part of that verse tells us that he's talking about the tabernacle. Even at that time, the tabernacle, which was to be a shadow of the New Testament church, the time that it was being built, God said, "I have given you a pattern, and I want you to see that it is built according to the pattern." In 1 Timothy 1, verse 16, "Howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on him to life everlasting." Paul said, as I live like Christ, especially in longsuffering, then you see within me a pattern to follow as I follow the pattern that I see in Christ. At 1 Corinthians 11:1, he put it like this, "Be ye followers of me, as I also am of Christ." In Titus, the 2nd chapter and verse 7, "In all things showing thyself a pattern of good works." And you noticed, I hope, in the passage that Van read from Romans 6, especially verse 5, where it is mentioned that we are to be in the likeness of his death and in the likeness of his resurrection. About a dozen verses later in that chapter. Verse 17 says, "God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you." Notice the word pattern, the word likeness, and the word form. Christ, our perfect pattern. I know that come Saturday, those of you who are ladies will be involved in a study of Christ, our perfect pattern. I hope that our thoughts this morning may begin to trigger your thoughts to be prepared for that day, which will be a great day for all of you who come. Christ, our perfect pattern. I want to make four observations this morning about a pattern and apply those to Christ, our perfect pattern. I asked Judy this morning to give me a pattern of a dress. And in case you wonder, I am in vogue with this pattern. In the first place, observe that the unit that is seen on the front of this is a unit that might be said to be perfect, or at least complete. This pattern particularly is one of a dress. I'm sure that there were probably thousands of this particular pattern made, copies of it, and that there were probably thousands of dresses made from the pattern. I'm just as sure that there was not a perfect dress made. But I am sure that the picture, at least on the front, is as far as is possible for one to draw or make that picture, however it was made, perfect or at least complete. The unit that is being considered is something that is complete. The pattern that is being considered. In that same way, when you take the pattern that is given in this book, particularly in the New Testament part of it, you have something that is complete, something that is perfect. In fact, the reference is made to that pattern of Jesus even through Old Testament times and in Old Testament scripture. But particularly as we look at his life described in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and have references made by the New Testament writers to him, references about his life and what he did while he was on this earth and what he became when he died, we have a complete pattern. I think you would agree with me this morning that if you took the pattern of Christ completely as it is in this book, that the theme of Our Lady's Day is exactly right. Notice the word Christ, our perfect pattern. Christ lived a perfect life. And therefore, he set the perfect example for us. It is fitting that we think about being in his form, his fashion, his likeness, using him as a pattern. I want to tell you four ways this morning that I believe he is a perfect pattern. And there are others that you could think of. Christ was a perfect pattern in his balanced approach to growth. Luke 2:52 is a passage that many of you could quote, if not word for word, at least in summary. It says that Jesus increased in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and man. I have been present when I heard a preacher use those and name them on his four fingers. I probably have even done that more than once. And usually it will be pointed out that Jesus grew in wisdom. That's the mental development. Stature, the physical development. Favor with God, spiritual development. And favor with man, growth in social areas. Balanced growth, complete. Would you not agree that that's a complete description of life? Can you think of anything that would be involved in development in life that would not come under one of those four headings? Jesus grew mentally, physically, spiritually, socially. Sometimes you and I, if we're not careful, may get these out of balance. We may place more emphasis on physical than we do the others. I believe you would agree that there are people today who place more emphasis on the mental, physical, and social altogether, with the exclusion sometimes of spiritual development. And there's not the balance, there's not the completeness or the perfection, if you please, that there ought to be in the type of growth involved. Jesus is our pattern in balanced growth. Number two, Jesus is our pattern in complete love. Love for his Father. Love for his friends. Love enough for his enemies to die for them. Love that was shown to those that were older and sick, yet shown to those that were young children. A love that was expressed at times to multitudes and yet at other times to one individual. A love that compassed all and yet included some special friends like Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. A love that made him a friend to all of the apostles and yet involved in special ways with Peter, James, and John. Jesus had a complete love, a perfect love. I'm impressed with the ability of Jesus to forgive, to love his enemies, and to be willing even to say on the cross, as indicated in Luke 23, 34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Just after having been through the persecutions and mockery and trials, and now nailed to the cross, about to die in agony and pain and a death that would be looked at as a shameful death by those who viewed it, knowing that some of the very people at the foot of the cross and others were involved in bringing him to this point, At a time when he could have been thinking about anything else, he was thinking about even those who were crucifying him and said, "Father, forgive." Christ, the perfect pattern. And maybe in the fourth place, this idea of Christ, the perfect pattern, is summed up best in Hebrews 5, 8, and 9. "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Being then made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him." He was obedient to the complete degree, never violating God's word, never sinning. Obedient to the will of God, even praying in his last few days, "Thy will be done and not mine," when he was asking if there were another way of salvation for God to choose it, in that agony of the Garden of Gethsemane. Yes, in the same sense that the picture of the finished product is what we might call complete, Jesus is our complete pattern, our perfect pattern for living. But in the second place, let me observe with you that the product is produced piece by piece. There's not a lady this morning who would expect to take this pattern, sit down at the machine, and in a matter of just a few minutes have the finished product. You know that it takes some time, and that the product is produced piece by piece. I believe it is extremely important for all of us to understand that that's how the product is produced if we're going to use Christ as our perfect pattern. It is easy to be too soon disappointed. Now, let me say that again. It is easy to be too soon disappointed as we think about trying to develop our lives and be Christ-like and be like him. We may not be unlike the little girl who went to kindergarten the first day and came home and announced that she was not going back. When asked why, she said, "I did not learn to read today." There's none of us who would expect the little girl or boy to go to kindergarten the first day and learn to read all of a sudden. Some of us are still working on that after 50 years. But yet sometimes we allow ourselves to believe that all of a sudden I'm going to develop everything in me just exactly like Christ, and I'm going to be completely Christ-like. Doesn't work that way. The product is put together piece by piece. A younger person was talking to an elderly preacher who was noted for his knowledge of the Bible and for his Christian life and service, and to him made the statement, "I would give 60 years of my life if I knew the Bible like you do." His answer was, "That's about what it'll take. That's about what it will take." You see, if we use Christ as the perfect pattern, we're not going to become completely Christ-like the first day that we start working on it. It is put together piece by piece. Paul may have been hitting at this very point in Proverbs 3, 13, and 14. "Forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to those things that are before, I press toward the mark." Notice, I press toward the mark. I keep on putting the pieces together. I keep on looking at the different parts of that complete pattern, and I keep working on this and this and this and this. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And the reason this point is so important is that you and I ought not to become discouraged, because sometimes it takes a little longer. Some of you ladies have had the experience of buying a pattern, wanting the finished product, taking the pieces of that pattern out, and somehow or other you just cannot get them to fit, and it takes a lot of thought and continued thought to get everything in the proper place before you come up with the finished product. The Christian life is like that. The finished product, or the product of a Christian using Christ as the perfect pattern, is going to have to be put together piece by piece And I'll tell you exactly how long it takes. It just takes a lifetime to continue to put those pieces together. In the third place, and perhaps this is just magnifying the last idea, we need to put more effort toward fitting those pieces together and getting them in proper place. Some of them will be easier than others. I'll guarantee you, if you took this pattern and took all the pieces out of it and began to cut them and get all the little nicks in the right place and began to put those together to make a dress like one of these on the front, that you would find that it's more difficult with some of the pieces. I can remember times that Judy has made a comment along the line, well, I just cannot get that little piece to fit in the proper way. And there have been times that she would have to take some stitches out and realign and rearrange and then put some stitches back in to get that piece to be in the proper place. That's what Christianity is about. And you and I need to be putting those pieces together, starting with the idea of 1 Peter 2:2, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Maybe being a little closer to the pattern tomorrow than we are today, closer to the perfect part of the pattern at least. And then as Hebrews 5:12 through 14 says, with reason of time and the reason of the use of our senses, learning not only to use the milk but the strong meats of the gospel, and to be able to put these things in proper focus and to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what Christian living is about. It's continuing to put those pieces together. In another setting, with another figure of speech, yet a figure that is somewhat parallel with the one today, Peter said in 1 Peter 2:5, ye as lively stones are built up a spiritual house, royal priesthood, offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. And there he's using a parallel idea of a blueprint of a house, which is a pattern, by the way. And he says that you are building these lively stones. And he perhaps there specifically is talking about how the different people are set in as a part of the work of God. But even in the life of an individual, you and I are building a house. Hebrews 3 points out that that house belongs to Christ. And 1 Corinthians 3 talks about each one's body as being a temple in which the Spirit dwells. So the idea is each one of us is building a house to be like the pattern, or making a life to be like the pattern of Christ, our perfect pattern. And it must be put together piece by piece by piece. And if a piece is put in the wrong place, we need to take out the seam and realign it and get it where it's like the pattern as much as we possibly can. And then in the fourth place, I think it important that we understand that a pattern like this allows for some differences in style and variations and yet holding to the main part of the pattern itself. If you're close enough to see, you'll see that there are three dresses on the front. One of them has long sleeves, one of them has mid-length sleeves, one has short sleeves. But they all have sleeves. One of them has a longer skirt, and one has a little shorter, and one another a little shorter, and they're all fairly long, thank goodness. But they're all skirts. And if two or three different people were to take this same pattern, one of them might have a different size. In fact, sometimes you have to allow a little bit, you know, one way or the other. Of course, I'm talking about cutting it down and taking it in to make the pattern fit. And I'll guarantee you that if all the ladies who sew in this audience today were to go and buy this pattern, that there probably would be that many different types of material bought, different colors. Surely no one would want to have the same material and dress just exactly alike. That's one thing our daughters just hated. They just did not want to have dresses exactly alike when they were growing up. And so the pattern, you see, allows for some variety. So it is with Christ. We're not all the same color. We're not all the same size. We're not all from the same nation. We're not all men or women. We're not all old or younger. In our audience today, we have those less than a week old and those more than 90 years old. And yet all of us can build according to the pattern. In Galatians 3:26, we come to Christ through a system of faith. Verse 27, we're all baptized into him and put him on. But those of us who are baptized into him and put him on are different. There are some men and some women. There are some free and some bound. There are some Jews and some Gentiles. And there's room for all of those varieties, you see, as we go by the perfect pattern, as long as we keep those principles that are right according to the pattern. And we need to learn to distinguish between something that is a principle and something that is a custom, and to allow for those variations amongst us as we all try to build according to the pattern. But when we look at the pattern as far as entrance into the church, it's the same. When we look at worship, there are those same areas of worship. When we look at Christian living, we have the same basic principles. There's where our pattern is. As we put our lives together, there may be the variety involved. There's room for a difference in talent. There's room for a difference in responsibility. Ephesians 4:11, he gave some to be pastors. He gave others to be teachers. He gave others to be evangelists. 1 Corinthians 12, he says, we need the foot, and we also need the hand, and we need the eye, and we need the ear. We're not all exactly alike, but he says we're all of the body. And so what I'm saying is that when we take the perfect pattern and we make a garment according to that pattern, the basic principles of it will be the same in every case, but there may be some room for variety in style. And that's the way it is with Christianity. When we take the pattern, which is complete in this book, and we make our lives according to that pattern, we're all going to be alike in the basic system of Christianity. And yet there may be some differences in style, in ways we go about things. And we need to understand that. Christ is our perfect pattern. We develop our lives after him piece by piece. The process is the putting of those pieces together and making them fit to be as nearly like he was as we possibly can. And although we want to keep that perfect pattern before us and we will be alike in that basic sense, we need to allow for our differences in opinion and style, even as we all strive to be according to that perfect pattern. We must all, as penitent believers, be buried with him in baptism for the remission of sins to begin that Christian life. And there are many things that all of us must do, and yet other things which all of us must do in our own ways of service one to another. God still demands worship and service and obedience and those basic principles. We're going to be according to the pattern. What each one needs to do today, especially if one is not a Christian, is to choose the pattern and begin the process. Choose the pattern and begin the process. And whereas our eternal salvation depends upon practicing Christianity according to the pattern, may it be resolved that if you're not living according to the pattern, that you come to Christ, as together we stand and sing.